Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Look, this bill is far from perfect. It's a compromise. But it's often how progress is made, by compromises.
President Joe Biden from the White House Thursday pleading for Congress to pass the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. In addition to inflation, the bill also addresses climate change, taxes, and health care. Biden said it's no surprise that the economy is slowing, but the country is on the right path. Shortly after a new government report showed the economy shrank for the second straight quarter, reviving fears of a recession and criticism from Republicans on the president's economic policies. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen staunchly maintained the U.S. is not in a recession.
Most economists and most Americans have a similar definition of recession: substantial job losses and mass layoffs. That is not what we're seeing right now.
In the Senate, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham and Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal introduced a resolution that would designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Here's Graham.
And the sooner we make that statement, the more likely other countries will jump on board to punish Putin.
Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey introduced a Senate bill reinstating net neutrality and the Federal Communications Commission's authority over broadband service.
The Net Neutrality and Broadband Justice Act will undo the Trump FCC's damaging deregulation, which left broadband access unregulated and consumers unprotected.
Veterans Affairs Department officials testified on sexual harassment issues at the agency and what they're doing to combat them before a House committee. The department's Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Resolution Management, Diversity and Inclusion, Harvey Johnson, said the agency relies on an outpatient survey to gauge experiences.
The survey inquires generally about veterans' feelings of safety while attending appointments.
The Biden administration warned U.S. businesses and health insurance providers that limiting coverage of birth control, now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, would violate federal law. Meanwhile, pro-choice Democratic lawmakers continue to voice disapproval on legislation restricting women's access to abortion and reproductive health services. California Democratic Representative Barbara Lee.
We cannot accept a world in which people are criminalized for making their own health care decisions. We are not going back.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.